Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The coming new year is cause for celebration around the world, not just locally. And fireworks will again be allowed within the Kenai city limits this New Year's Eve. On the days of December 31st and January 1st only, a 48-hour period, a person over the age of 18 may use saleable fireworks within the city of Kenai. This according to the Kenai Fire Department. And Chief Tony Pryor told KSRM,
in our code of ordinance there for the city, if you are using fireworks for yourself and it's not a public display, they are legal as long as they're on your own property. And so what we need people to do, so if they're going to be lighting them off on New Year's, is that they keep the fireworks on their own property, that they're not going out into the street to light them off there, because then that is no longer your own private property. That is part of the road system or onto public land, not your own private. And then it becomes illegal. And that's kind of what we had last year. So they're designed for private use only. And if you're doing it for a public display, you must have a pyrotechnic permit from the city. And basically, there's courses that need to be taken to certify you as somebody that's able to do pyrotechnics and fireworks displays.
In addition, fireworks cannot be used in a public field, on the beach, or in public places. Permission is granted only on private property for the use of fireworks. The Kenai Fire Department says that people can be held legally and civilly responsible for any damage or injuries related to the use of fireworks. Fireworks also are forbidden in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, except for planned professional permitted displays. And if you have any questions on whether or not you can use them, contact the fire department. The Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District is holding the 2022 Industry Outlook Forum from the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center Thursday, January 6th. The event takes place from 8:15 a.m. to 3:40 p.m. in partnership with the cities and chambers of Kenai, Soldotna, Homer, Seward, and Soldovia. The forum offers a variety of topics and speakers discussing the economic outlook for the Kenai Peninsula and the state of Alaska. Tim Dillon, KPED's Executive Director, spoke with KSR. I'm saying
the most important part of the forum is to get people thinking and talking with each other. So it's on Thursday, January 6th, right here at the Kenai Visitors Center. And we have an unbelievable list of speakers. Every one of them is either the CEO or executive director of whatever organization they're in charge of. But it's a very, very good, diverse group of folks.
He also explains why having this forum is important.
You know, the one thing we don't want to be exporting is our talent of our young people. And that's something that we are starting to get a handle on. And I think from a workforce standpoint, you know, working closely with the superintendent of schools and with the new head of the college, making sure that we've got the training opportunities here, and that if somebody needs to go out for training, that we have an opportunity for them to come back. And that's why when you look at, you know, some of the medical and some of the needs for engineers and architects and things, that we want to be able to, you know, have some homegrown folks and make sure that they come back. Because that's one thing we don't want to be exporting is our talent.
Log on to RadioKenai.com for more information, as well as to register for the event Thursday, January the 6th. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.